In this StoryCorps interview, Angela Jordan speaks with her daughter Vivian and her husband Chris about the Christmas tornado that hit their home in 2012. They discuss their memories of that destructive time and what their neighborhood looks like now.
Around 5 p.m. on Christmas Day 2012, an F2 tornado went through the heart of urban, densely populated Midtown Mobile, and it went right down our street. Fortunately, we were visiting my parents in Indiana at the time, and I think the fact that it was Christmas meant that a lot of people were out of town or they were in their homes instead of driving home from work, and so there were no deaths or injuries. It did affect our lives in a pretty significant way, so I just thought maybe we could take some time to remember that. What do you remember about finding out about the tornado that it had happened?
I remember just being like really horrified and worried about all of the stuff that I was gonna lose. I didn't end up losing much, but I was just really scared at the time.
Vivian, I'm surprised you said that the stuff in your room was still there, because the thing I remember, like, so many of your things got sucked right out of your room and were scattered around our house.
Well, I lost very few things, meaning that we were able to recover a number of them, but I did lose certain things like a lampshade and a pillow.
What did it feel like seeing our neighborhood on the Weather Channel?
I hope our house is still there in a couple of hours. The thing that was the most surprising to me was arriving in the neighborhood and it being unrecognizable. But the trees were down everywhere, so the skyline looked different. The lights were out. There were police. The police had, I guess, quarantined the area to prevent looting. But I had to walk probably about 300 or 400 yards to get to the house, and I didn't really know where I was. But anyway, the good news was that our house was still there.
So, Viv, when your granddad brought us back to Mobile, do you remember any first impressions about seeing your neighborhood and our house?
Yeah, it was just a total disaster. The houses, there are random pieces of stuff all over the road. Surprisingly, there were a lot of people walking up and down the streets. I think there was a Red Cross truck, but just lots of people who had come to see.
There were 3 or 4 houses that were just taken out, like no longer existed.
It was really interesting because the damage was really, really localized. And so, you know, there were houses that had their roofs ripped off or walls ripped off. And then our immediate neighbor had 2 giant water oaks fall on her house.
Yeah, no, the next door neighbor's house was pancaked. Those trees could have easily pancaked our house.
And she fortunately was not home either. She wasn't there when our house got crushed. So it wasn't too much longer after that happened that we ended up moving back. Ours was one of the first houses to be completely repaired, and so there was still a lot of work going on in the neighborhood after we got back, and some of the uninhabitable houses remained standing for at least a year and a half, two years. We were really lucky. I think in many ways, I feel very fortunate that we didn't have to endure that personally. We took a financial hit at the time, but we landed on our feet. You know, I think we came out of it good. So whenever I hear about some kind of disaster, if it's a tornado or a flood or something, I try to do what I can to help, because you just can't understand what a disaster is like unless it's happened to you. And then once it has, that stays with you and you have the empathy for people who are going through that.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.